Down south, where I came from back in the day, we men didn't say much when we were asked how things are going. The usual reply,
pretty good.
And how does USDA's Outlook Board Chairman Seth Meyer describe prospects for this current cotton crop that's in the ground now?
Pretty good.
Except if you're a Texas grower who will have to abandon some cotton due to drought. But nationally, record yields expected on about a million fewer harvested acres, and that puts potential production of 19.25 million bales. That's about 1.7 million less than last season's production. But it's still 730,000 bales more than was forecast a month ago.
We think we'll export about half of that, and the other half of that increase in production will go into stocks.
And Meyer says even with a projected small increase in stocks over this next season, he's not projecting a drop in U.S. cotton prices at all.
You got good economic growth on one end, and so far, good global demand has really put some support under prices.
USDA projects a new crop cotton to average 75 cents a pound, 7 cents higher than this past season. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.